This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has given approval for the development of Son Prayag to Kedarnath Ropeway with a length of 12.9 kilometers. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees. He said this ropeway will reduce the journey time from 8 to 9 hours to 36 minutes for the pilgrims. He said the project will help the Divyang and old people immensely.
8 to 9 hours ki jo journey hai, that will become a journey of 36 minutes. Aur ye jo technology isme lagai gayi hai, that is called 3S technology. 36 logon ke baithne ki capacity usme. Shraddaluon ko to benefit hoga hi hoga, aur saath hi saath bahut bada jo local businesses hain, unko benefit hoga. Aur jo divyang jan hai, aur jo hamare bujurg saathi hain, un sab ke liye bhi ek bahut badi major ye ek benefit isse niklega.
Mr. Vaishnav also informed about 12.4 kilometers Hemkund Sahib Ropeway to be developed at a cost of 2,730 crore rupees.
इस प्रोजेक्ट से बहुत एक सिग्निफिकेंट हमारे देश भर से श्रद्धालु भक्तों को टूरिस्ट को सबको जाने का बड़ा मौका मिलेगा हेमकुंड साहिब में जैसे पिछले साल करीब करीब 1,77,000 लोग गए और जितना लोगों को जाने में इंटरेस्ट है उससे लगता है कि ये प्रोजेक्ट के होने के बाद में 10 गुना बढ़ जाएगा ऐसा स्पष्ट दिखाई देता है
द गवर्नमेंट हैज आल्सो टेकन डिसीजंस फॉर लाइव स्टॉक हेल्थ एंड डिजीज प्रिवेंशन विद द कॉस्ट ऑफ 3880 करोड़ रुपीस The INB minister said the vaccination program will be a major thrust area of this program. He said good quality and affordable generic veterinary medicines will be provided through Pashu Aushadhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government has given as much priority to people, economy and innovation as it has given to infrastructure and industries and investment. Addressing a post-budget webinar on employment through video conferencing today, the Prime Minister said the vision of investment in people stands on three pillars – education, skill and healthcare. He said today people can see how India's education system is going through a huge transformation after several decades. The Prime Minister said in this year's budget, many decisions have been taken to promote domestic and international tourism. He announced that India will establish national large language model to develop AI capabilities. He said in this direction, the private sector also needs to be one step ahead of the world. Niti Aayog today released a strategic paper on the rapid evolution of quantum computing and its implications on national security in New Delhi. Niti Frontier Tech Hub, in partnership with Data Security Council of India, released the paper with the aim of accelerating the country's transition into a frontier tech nation. Releasing the paper, the CEO of Niti Aayog, BVR Subramaniam, highlighted the need to proactively embrace emerging technologies to unlock the full potential for the country. In Jharkhand, three CRPF jawans have been severely injured in an IED blast in the West Singhbhum district today. SP Ashutosh Shekhar has confirmed the incident and said the forces were out on a search operation since this morning. Our correspondent reports the massive blast occurred this morning under Jaraikela police station in West Singhbhum district. All the three police personnel were airlifted and taken to Ranchi for medical treatment. Police and security forces are carrying out search operations to curb Naxal movement. US President Donald Trump has announced that the implementation of reciprocal tariffs is set to take effect on April 2nd, reinforcing his administration's stance on trade policy and criticizing the European Union, China, Brazil, India and South Korea for high tariffs. He said this during his inaugural address to a joint session of Congress. Mr. Trump said other countries have used tariffs against US for decades and now it is US turn. In the ICC Champions Trophy, the second semi-final is underway between New Zealand and South Africa in Lahore. Electing to bat first, New Zealand were 117 for 1 in 21 overs when reports last came in. The winner of this high-stakes encounter will face India in the final on Sunday. India stormed into the final, beating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai last evening. Chasing the target of 265, the men in blue comfortably reached 267 for 6 in 11 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.